Hey guys, welcome back to Survey Says. My name is Mel and you are listening to the introduction episode of Survey Says, I'd Be the Man, featuring one of my bestest friends, or my bestest friend in the whole world, Little Miss Alex McIntosh.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the podcast. How do you feel?
Thank you. It feels very weird because we're doing this via the interweb. So social distancing is real.
Social distancing is real. Yes, Alex and I are recording this via the interwebs. She is in her house and I am in mine. We're an hour apart. This is our third time trying to record this because technical difficulties are a thing.
On my end, not yours, because you are the professional.
I've studied things. I know how to do things. I've done this before. You haven't. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with not knowing what to do, and it's okay.
It's okay. Learning is the thing.
You updated your laptop. We have our equipment. We're good.
We see each other.
We see each other. We hear each other. All is fine and dandy. All right. So Survey Says, I'd Be the Man. Is derived from Taylor Swift's The Man, obviously.
She inspires us in many ways. And then when this song came out, that is what brought this whole idea for Mel and I to begin this.
And here yes. And so in turn, all the themes to do with the podcast are all very like, hey, feminism type kind of things.
Self-care.
I can tell you exactly what they are. We have episode one. Has to do with career goals, your career and working. Second one has to do with harassment in the workplace and all that kind of jazz.
I'm looking forward to that episode.
We have lots of tea to spill. Mm-hmm. And life experiences to share. And the last one is, yes, self-care. So that survey was up a few weeks ago. It's been and it's done. We have all of our responses and we're very excited to share it with you as well as our life stories and our experiences.
And we got some really good responses. I was really shocked at all the people that jumped on board straight away. I was like, oh. Okay.
Yes. I think most of them were from your blog, really? Which is Tales of a Blonde.
Oh, there it is.
Well, while we're introducing this edition of Survey Says, we may as well introduce you, Alex, and what you're all about. So yes, you are the blog owner of Tales of a Blonde. Tell us about what it's about.
Well, basically I had it, I made that blog. It was always on private for like a year as like a journal for me because mm-hmm. some days I just didn't want to write in my journal physically. And then I just wanted to make it a website, so I did, and then I obviously didn't post everything I was writing there, but I've edited some of it and taken it out of my journal and put it on the internet for everyone to see.
So you're basically Taylor Swift but blog form rather than song form.
Well, like 8-year-old me always wanted to have a blog after watching Hilary Duff's The Perfect Man.
Oh my god.
She was always traveling with her mom and she'd be like, laugh out loud to end her blog. So that definitely inspired me. But also kind of help other people too, which is, it's done that so far. I've gotten some messages, so that's really awesome. And I also am in the fashion industry and it's mm-hmm. very, very cutthroat. Flashback to my first internship, crying every day in the bathroom.
rip Alex.
Rip. So yeah, that's me. Not that special.
Honey, you are so special. There are so many layers to you than just your blog and fashion. So yes, Alex is the co-host of I'd Be the Man. As I said, she's my best friend. And I guess while we're in this little introduction piece of the podcast, we may as well get onto the topic of how we met, because you said you've been getting asked that a lot.
Yeah, I actually have. Hey, people always ask me, because it's really random, because it's not like, you know, you have friends that I know or you have friends, I have friends that there's no link. So basically, it was the summer of 2013. And it was the red era of Taylor's albums.
Twas.
And we met on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
and we were Twitter friends. And then there was a meetup in Hyde Park, I believe, when we were in, I was in year 12, you were in year 10. And we went and we met and we took a selfie. The rest is history.
There's a whole lot of layers to our friendship. There really is.
There's a whole lot of layers.
But yes, the way we met was on Twitter and Taylor Swift and that kind of jazz. So everything kind of all fits together with where we're at currently, you know.
And we found a connection through our different relationship experiences growing up. As well.
I used to vent to you, Mel. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then we ended up
school boyfriend,
and then we ended up dating best friends.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was wild. Wow, what a time to be alive!
I'm trying to like not spill anything,
spill any tea. Podcast,
and I'm like,
oh, guys, you are in for a treat. Somebody says I'd be the man. Keep updated. So we talk about feminism, self care, love. Anything girly, if anyone has any kind of, you know, suggestions of what you want us to talk about or any stories you'd like us to share on your behalf, contact us. Go to surveysayspodcast.com. It's a real website now, which is cool. Contact us. I have a Facebook page. I have an Instagram for Survey Says.
I also have a reply box on my website. So if you can't find Mel's, just go onto mine. But everyone will be on your one, so
there are links everywhere for everything. Trust me, they're all connected. Survey Says Podcast on Instagram, Survey Says Podcast on Facebook, Mel Maltby Radio on Instagram and Facebook and on WordPress. And then we have Tales of a Blonde on Instagram. Oh yeah, so talesofablonde.com website, Tales of a Blonde on Instagram, and Alex McIntosh on Instagram as well, if your heart so desires to find her normal account.
It's not very interesting, so just me and my cat.
Alrighty, well, cool. That's us for our intro ep.
Hells yeah.
You keen as a bean?
I'm so keen.
I'm ready to talk.
I'm ready to talk all things.
We're always ready to talk about everything.
Here's the motherfucking tea.
Alrighty, well, we'll leave it there before the juice gets too juicy. And we will talk to y'all in our next episode, in our first real episode, I guess.
Yeah, thank God.
So soon.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, everyone.